Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode of Come for Supper is sponsored by Grey Goose. Grey Goose Premium Vodka is 100% traceable from crop to cork and famously made in France using single-origin Picardy winter wheat and natural spring water. Grey Goose is inspiring people to live victoriously and celebrate not just the grand events, but moments big and small. In my opinion, it is the only vodka to drink. I can't think of a better way to toast with friends over the Christmas season, as, after all, some gifts are meant to be shared. Grey Goose Vodka can be found online at Amazon, and you can find some delicious recipes on greygoose.com. Thank you, Grey Goose, for making the Come for Supper Christmas special that bit more special. Hello, and welcome to Come for Supper, the podcast that sees me, Alexandra Dudley, sit down with people of note to chat about life and learn a little bit more about how they like to entertain. This week, we have a Christmas special with three wonderful guests returning to the show. From Christmas parties to how to cope with in-laws and what to do with leftovers, we'll be chatting through the thrills and throes of the festive season and quite possibly enjoying a couple of drinks and mince pies too. Returning to the studio is restaurateur and author Russell Norman of Polpo, cookery writer and preserves expert Thane Prince, and chef of the moment Lele Favuzzi, who you can currently find cooking at London's Mortimer House Kitchen. You can catch up with all of their individual episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Acast, and all podcast places. If you're new to the show, do click subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. We're now at our final episode of the Come for Supper Christmas special, and joining me in the studio I have
Lele Favuzzi from Mortimer House Kitchen.
Russell Norman, turkey intestine dissector. You'll have to listen to the previous episode to understand what I'm talking about.
And me, Thane Prince.
If you've missed out on the last two episodes, you may wish to catch up. But right now, let's dive into the aftermath of Christmas. Sounds a bit morbid, actually.
Yeah, it does a bit, yeah.
Well, it's between Boxing Day to New Year's Eve, Boxing Day included, New Year's Eve included, also sometimes known as Twixmas, which I learnt this morning.
By whom?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I've seen it in magazines.
And doesn't make it real.
Well, I wasn't aware.
Apparently the word itself comes from the old English phrase betwixt, which means between.
Yes.
Well, yeah, okay. Betwixt and between. Yeah. But Twixmas.
Well, I thought it was something to do with chocolate, but it's nothing to do with chocolate. It's to do with being
between. It's not a twix.
Thane's reaction reminds me of Maggie Smith in Downton Abbey when somebody talked about doing something at the weekend and she said, "What is a weekend?"
So true. Yes, that's a good comparison.
So, Paul, how do we feel about the in-between time? I actually love Boxing Day much more than Christmas. Pressure's
really?
Off. Yeah.
Oh.
Pressure's off.
Oh, God.
I personally don't, if I may say. Because I think you all give your energy between the 24th and the 25th.
And then it's a downer.
I think the 26th is a recovery day more than a feast for me. And obviously, we end up eating.
Yeah, again.
That's the rule. But not as much as Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, probably. But still, with a very good go on foods and drinks.
For me, it's usually one of the days over the whole Christmas period where family come to visit. Extended family.
Yeah. And I
just like...
On that day when you're hungover and really full and on a turkey hangover.
Yeah, you have to make lunch for them. So, yeah, for me, and it's also the beginning, not the beginning of the end, but it's the beginning of the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The Christmas day is over and you think, oh, it's a little bit of anticlimax.
It's a bit sad.
It reminds me of the horribleness that is seeing the sale notices in the windows before Christmas.
Depressing.
You don't want anything to happen before Christmas. You want Christmas to be the focus.
Shiny.
And then afterwards it's kind of, really?
I tell you what it is for me. I've just realised, I haven't had this thought until just now. And for me, it's exactly the same as the feeling I have on the 22nd of June when I realised that the days are getting shorter.
Mm. Yeah, that's depressing.
Oh,
that's
right. Or maybe it's the week before.
My birthday is on the shortest day of the year, longest night, arguably, but 21st of December.
Okay.
So, I mean, in a way, it's sort of backwards.
Kind of similar to Black Friday.
Well, but, you know, it's so depressing, and then I'm like, oh, but at least it's my birthday, and then it starts getting lighter.
And then the days get longer.
Yeah, then the days get longer. No, I mean, I think that you kind of fill that time. When I lived in America, there's no Twixmas. Is that how you say it?
I mean, it's a new thing to me. This is a new thing to me.
Because you only have Christmas Day off, and then there is no Boxing Day.
In America, no.
And so you just, everyone goes straight back to work.
Oh, God.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that's really bad.
For me, it was a day that we used to, we used to be able to get to play with our presents because you didn't really have time on Christmas, so you had to sit with your family.
I remember my husband once having to build a doll's house because I hadn't realised it was flat-packed.
Okay, maybe that's not fun.
Do you know, there are three working days, maybe four, I don't know, in depending on which day of the day of the week Christmas falls, but there are three working days between Christmas and New Year, usually.
Yeah.
And even...
I've worked them.
I have too, but I worked out very early on, you know, I was a 21 or 22 year old waiter.
Mm-hmm.
I saved up at least three holiday days so that I could take
those days off.
Exactly. So I didn't have to
I used to like
pop the balloon.
And I would work on my birthday is 21st of December, and I used to mainly work in retail most of the time. I actually used to work in a shop in the day and a restaurant in the night and
run between.
Yep. Yeah. And I'd always be late, but it would always be fine. And I would always work on my birthday on the 21st just so that I could have always have that off.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I don't know why, but definitely the people looks more happy after Christmas toward the New Year's Eve, so it's happy time.
I think if you have that time off, like now these days, I have between Christmas and New Year off.
Yeah,
and by the
time
New Year comes, I'm almost like itching to get home.
Yeah,
I just can't wait to get back to reality.
Yeah. You hope not to do it.
Yeah, like, Boxing Day is. I mean, Boxing Day is chilled. Yeah, we haven't got anyone to see.
The nice thing about Boxing Day is when all the family have gone.
Yeah.
You can actually relax.
No, that's when we go out for the walk.
Yes,
the nice long dog walk.
Lots of walks all the way through Christmas.
So is that what makes your Boxing Day then? Is it a long walk?
It's a long walk. And in fact, now I can reveal what I brought to the party.
Russell's brought an extra gift, present.
I live in Kent, and one of my favourite dog walks is in a little village called Hoffield. And there's a beautiful mossy heath in Hoffield that has horned
horned
cows that look like bison and sheep and so on. And there are many chestnut trees.
So I spend
November, late October, November, and sometimes early December if I'm lucky, just collecting chestnuts. So I know we can't eat them.
We can take them home.
Too.
But these, you could. There are only eight of them. But
that's two each, that period
between Christmas and New Year, what do you call it? Twixmas.
Twixmas.
Means chestnuts.
Is all about lighting fires, going for walks,
chestnuts
lighting fires, and just eating chestnuts till you feel sick.
I am extremely
Or fart.
Envious.
They make you fart chestnuts.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Only you.
No, apparently that's what they do. People make jokes about it. Clearly it's me.
That's Alexandra, that's sprouts. Sorry.
They're green and round. Chestnuts definitely do. I almost wish that we had some sort of reception in the black box. I would definitely Google that. I'm 99% positive
I'm
that chestnuts
you, Alexandra.
Have the same effect.
More than sprouts?
You.
Yeah, Lelo. No,
no
maybe
I'm with
not
there.
More than
I'm
sprouts.
With okay.
But I think they have the same effect.
What makes
Boxing Day for you? Swiftly moving on.
Swiftly moving on from your, alimentary problems. I think the thing I like most about after Christmas is that actually my best cooking is usually done with leftovers.
Mm.
And I
We're
love
gonna talk
leftovers.
About leftovers.
And so from the moment I've cooked Christmas lunch, I'll only heat the stove to make some bubble and squeak or to make,
Because there's a lot of waste, actually, a lot
Not
of people.
Not in my house.
So let's hear the tips, because we're at a time when we need to be reducing food waste.
Mm. I don't think, I waste almost nothing. Because first of all, you can do the first thing, which is the sandwich.
Yes.
The roast potato sandwich or the turkey and salt sandwich.
But
you can do the salad, which will be the
goose and orange salad.
And I tell you one thing, being in this country, after you eat your panettone, I discovered are such a good things, bread and butter pudding.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yes.
And that's the awesome. Continuous yeah, from right. Panettone.
Yes, panettone, yeah. Bread and butter pudding.
Yeah. Italian, you
one.
Arrive to the English
bread and butter pudding. That's
side
right.
And you do bread and butter pudding.
Exactly.
Also bread and butter, panettone, eggy bread.
Yes.
As well.
Yes,
mm.
Panettone, eggy bread, 100%. All those things.
Well, French
and then
toast.
You've got bubble and squeak, you've got
well, you've
soup.
Got the mash, of course,
you've
for the bubble
I've
and squeak.
Got the mash for the bubble and squeak and chop up the sprouts and the carrots in it, bubble and squeak, which is lovely.
So what
and soup.
What else? Other things? Russell,
yeah, it's a real cliche, but I do like a turkey curry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
I
that's a great idea.
Bridget Jones.
I do,
turkey
of
curry.
Course. I don't have the Colin Firth jumper, but I do like quite a mild turkey curry, not too fiery.
But I mean, turkey curry is such a traditional thing that, in fact, I think it almost has to be made with Sharwood's curry powder.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you've got to have all that stuff.
And you have to stir all
and
the
cheap
stuff
mango
in.
Oh, I don't do all the individual spices.
Oh,
I just use garam masala, yep.
and that's it. Yeah. A bit of Lloyd Grossman in there, you're done.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Turkey curry. Yes. Mm. All
that's
those leftover
good.
Dishes. So
absolutely.
Good.
What
very
about
good
ham? But ham. I mean, my family, it's ham and baked potato day.
Mm. No, we have the ham for breakfast
me,
on
salmon.
Christmas. But we also have, which my husband reluctantly carries back every year, a jamón ibérico.
Oh, very
and
special.
And so that sort of sits on the side and we just like yeah. Just in case we haven't had enough meat.
Exactly.
Do you make the ham?
I cook it. Yes,
you
I buy a raw ham and cook it, yeah.
I have, with all the mustard and all that stuff, I mean,
stuff
with cloves and stuff.
No, because I don't like cloves.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you don't
mm.
like
that's why I'm worried about the cloves in the red cabbage.
Yeah,
no,
I see.
But I mean, I do mustard, sherry and brown sugar and a bit of flour because if you want to keep the glaze on the ham, if you put a bit of flour
yeah,
in it,
sticks.
It sits. It
you
sticks
don't do the Nigella Lawson dunking in a bath of cola for 12
hours. Oh dear.
I heard about this.
No, me too. I never try.
Apparently it's amazing, but I never drank cola as a kid and therefore cola doesn't
yeah, me too. It is very good, but I never try, so sorry.
No. I have vivid memories of my mum doing it, you know, making kind of marinating the ham and the mustard and everything and kind of
and
screeching
cola?
About no cola but screeching about her eyes burning. She's very kind of hyper allergic as a person and we all used to kind
but
of
selfless.
Run away.
Yeah selfless for doing it
suffering
even though she knows she's
suffering
art.
For her
heart
suffering for her and it was a big ham as
no,
well
no I get a smaller ham because
until
we've got
January.
Ham on ibérico and that goes on forever.
How nice.
It's hanging at the moment in this sort of undercroft of my house.
And you buy the whole ham?
Yeah, the whole ham.
And do you have one of those special knives?
Do you
do the carving or does your husband?
I do the carving.
Okay,
and in fact,
he carries it back from Spain.
Yes, he does. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's you know, the right job. And it was when I bought it this year, the man Pepe, who runs the shop that I buy it from, said, you know, could I carve it? And I said, yes. He said, well, he was really looking for a carver because it's really busy there before Christmas. YouTube.
YouTube for everything. I've learned a lot.
You'd look up YouTube.
This is
and
delicious.
You do how to carve an ibérico ham.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, you
do
bring
like
a Spanish chef home.
We're drinking cranberry and orange infused vodka.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, sorry, I already finished.
Okay. It's very good.
But I must say it was very, very good.
Because this is made with Grey Goose vodka, but does it matter what vodka you use?
I think it's always nicer to have a nice vodka. I think what I like about it is, and we've served it cold, is that because the cranberries are so tart, that even though it's sweet, it has a nice tart flavour.
Yeah. But it's also just like this. Do you drink it neat? Yes. The only way.
Well,
from the freezer.
You think
from
the freezer, yeah.
I think
mean,
it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
It's got the right sugar. Mm. Very nice.
Bloody Mary's on Boxing Day, guys. We always have a Bloody Mary.
No, not really.
Oh, really?
No.
Gosh.
No, me too.
It's definitely not coming to your house on Boxing Day.
Oh, it's going to be...
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think probably we don't have quite as much to drink on Boxing Day as we do on Christmas Day. It's
a big pot of Earl Grey tea.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, hair of the dog and all that. Sometimes.
Do you believe that? I think that's
true. My daughter's got a chihuahua. It's not very hairy.
But I do think a Bloody Mary has a place and it does
just, do
something.
It just gets you drunk in the morning.
Really? I think there's something, I don't know, maybe the power of the tomato or something. It's the sugar and the salt or something.
I think
there's a balancing effect.
It's not that I don't like Bloody Marys. There have been times when I've had brunch and I've thought, let's have a Bloody Mary, but it's not kind of what I would have on Boxing.
Oh, I love it. It's kind of what I get excited about.
I think
that's because I'm less
too cold
excited about
for that day.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're absolutely right. It's sort of too cold. And I think Bloody Marys with sort of waffles and all that sort of thing might be nice.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure.
Oh, I'm all for a Bloody Mary. Mary with scrambled eggs. I'm down.
You are.
Yeah, definitely.
Anybody's for Bloody Mary and scrambled eggs.
Any hangover cures then, guys, as you're all desperately hungover with your Earl Grey tea in the morning?
just a long walk outside.
Long walk, yeah.
I might run rather than walk, I must say.
Really?
Yes.
On all that meat?
I'm a very sportive person, and I think a run makes sure your hangover goes away much quicker.
Long walk. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Long
I mean, it's only a
dogs.
Small dog.
Yours? Yours?
Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua.
But
yeah.
It does walk long distances.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it does.
Good.
No, it's never been picked up.
One trick,
they say,
instead of grape juice, wine, probably it drinks pineapple juice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a bit like coconut? I don't like pineapple juice or coconut water, I have to say.
But they say it helps the hangover.
Really?
Yeah, I never
it's
done.
It's like milk crystal and things.
I just think you need sugary carbs, which apparently you do because it's all about keeping your sugar levels up.
Or the other remedy is start to drink again after, you know, the rough night.
Yeah.
You know, start from whatever you were drinking the night before and maybe you have the hangover.
Buttered toast and peanut M&Ms, that's my cure, I think.
I think bacon sandwich.
Bacon sandwich. Get that, the fat and the carbs.
Sandwich. With very thickly sliced farmhouse white.
We had Bellanger, the Corbett and King place next to us, which has just closed, and they did the best bacon roll for a hangover ever.
Lizzie's on the Green apparently does a very good bacon sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, good to know. I mean, you'd have to walk there, which
I'm walking anyway.
Back bacon or streaky?
Streaky, of course.
Just checking.
And a really nice white roll. And I always ask for extra butter because you can never, in any dish known to man, have too much butter.
As long as it's butter, though, because if you get extra margarine, it's just not the same.
Why? Why would anyone go
People
anywhere?
Do that. Yeah. People
Why?
Do that.
Why?
Having margarine.
No. What about you, hangover kit, the run?
What would be the run? Well, I love my eggs, and I think they really helped me to get back in track, so I think eggs is one of my cure for sure. Omelette or scrambled eggs.
Did they have that thing in Italy where you weren't allowed to eat eggs that we had here? Because they didn't have it in Spain. Everyone eats masses of eggs.
What do you mean? Because it was bad for our cholesterol?
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
But
I know,
it isn't. It isn't. No. It's absolutely
nonsense.
I eat
many eggs. Sometimes eat two eggs a day.
Yeah.
That's 14
absolutely.
A week.
Perfectly fine.
Did you keep chickens?
My mum has chickens. In fact, a couple of them died recently. They got some
Were they in the pot? Oh, no.
No, they got a respiratory disease. It was quite traumatic.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Touchy subject. She's all right, though. We'll survive.
We had to eat Anne and Elizabeth. We
Did
weren't
you?
Very good with names when I was young. My mother kept chickens. Yeah.
These are tiny. They're bantams. They look hilarious. They look like they've got flares on.
You still make stock.
They're bantams. Yeah, they're the ones that climb up trees, aren't they?
Yeah, and they look like they're really fluffy. And they've got kind of fluffy flares. We call my mum the chicken whisperer because they come to her. And we have two cockerels, which is rare. And she managed to make them all get on. There is a pecking order, but
literally.
Rocky. Yep. Rocky and Elvis they get on decently.
You see, that's
enough.
Better. Elizabeth and Anne were rubbish names.
I mean, the other ones
Rocky
are like
and
Snowy and Minty.
It was North Norfolk. What can I say?
New Year's Eve, guys. Love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Hi, man.
I'm sorry. I'm such a party people.
I hate
New
it.
Year's Eve.
Hate it.
I'm allowed to say this? I'm normally in bed by 9:30.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really? God, I have to stay up till midnight.
No. Hate it.
I'm honest, I hate it.
I hate it.
It's the party when everybody pretends to be happy and to party for any reason. And I'm sorry, no, I'm not into it. I'd rather have nice dinner with friends surrounded, not too many, and nice bottle of wine.
One.
Nice bottle of wine, nice food, nice company, that it. Yeah. I think is the nice combination. I'm not a party boy anymore. I used to, and I'm getting old now.
Well, even if you were a party boy, I think New Year's Eve is not a party.
Forced fun is never good.
In all my life, I've had one decent New Year's Eve.
Was it a dinner party?
No, yes. I'd fallen completely in love with someone, and I had a new blue velvet dress.
Everything was unplanned.
No, nothing was planned.
So that's why
I only met him on Christmas Eve when we were singing carols around the hospital, and we spent New Year's together. And that is the single only New Year's Eve that
I must say. Yeah.
We have quite good New Year's Eves now.
And it could have been Thursday in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
We just have a big party at home with people who we know really well.
Yeah,
and
you do the whole dancing thing and
Well,
music
we do because actually we're all quite musical and we all sing and play guitars. And for some people it's a bit intense. It's a bit Von Trapp family.
It sounds like a scene from a Richard Curtis movie.
it is a bit. It's maybe less in key, but it's great fun. And but actually, when I go to other people's houses for New Year's Eve, I just, I'm like, desperate to go to bed.
Yeah. So boring.
The key is to eat late as well. So do the kind of drinks at 8, canapes, and not sit down till at least 9:30. Yeah. And then, you know, you finish pudding, cheese is coming out, and then you've got the whole New Year's Eve thing, and then you can sort of do a runner at kind of 12:30.
Do they have special things? In Spain, where I'll be this New Year, you have to eat 12 grapes at midnight.
Oh, really?
Instead of kissing someone.
No, for example...
At the same time.
As well, yeah.
For example, in Italy we have a piece of pork with lentils.
Oh, yes.
And that's what brings you money and
so the lentils
lucky.
Are round like coins.
Yes, yes, yes. Correct.
Yeah. No, correct. Have one for
what's,
each.
What's the pork meant to be?
Just tasty.
I'm sure.
Being happy, full with life.
Yeah.
No, I've had in Italy before on New Year's Day, I've had fried eggs with lentils.
Yeah, so, and so actually what we serve is the cotechino.
Yes. Oh, yes, I love
the real, with lentils.
The pig's foot sausage.
Is the pig.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mince and with lentils.
Anyway. Delicious. Sweet sausage. I love it so much.
Wherever you would go in Italy, they would serve you that at 12 o'clock just to celebrate the New Year's Eve. Yeah.
So we like the food, hate the party. Yeah. That's the general consensus, I think.
And I do like New Year's Day. I think it's a really lovely celebratory.
New Year's resolutions, guys? I'm a big fan. I really am.
The first of the year, I generally pick up a restaurant.
Okay.
I go and eat somewhere which is generally Asian or something completely different. Out of the scheme, out of the rules, and it's something more fun. And
I'm
love
itching
to do
for that.
That
Thai takeaway by the time I get home after 10 days.
Absolutely.
Gotta say.
New Year's resolutions?
No, none.
I always set a goal, just one goal.
My daughter
and
keeps saying to me, how's the Japanese coming on?
10 years ago, you
pledged. Rubbish.
But it's a good care.
No. Okay, coming to the end before that final mince pie, the Star Top mince pie. Favourite Christmas film?
The Holiday.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Well, tell me about The Holiday.
Well, no, if you don't know, I can't tell you.
Maybe I have.
I mean, there's lots of older.
Where they swap
older.
House, Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it several times.
Yeah, brilliant.
No, not a fan.
Where she puts her head in the oven. Hilarious. Yeah. Not funny, but very funny.
Exactly.
Rufus Sewell as well.
Oh, sorry, hello.
Great.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yes.
Very good. Very classic.
They're quite traumatic.
It's very traumatic. But I can't watch it without, half a box of Kleenex.
I love it. No, yeah.
We watched Elephant Man on the weekend. That's really sad. Christmassy, but
I'm looking forward to the time that my daughters are going to be old enough to watch Die Hard, I have to say.
Die Hard at Christmas. Again, Die Hard three times.
It's a great Christmas film, but it contains one of the greatest performances from my favourite actor of all time, Alan Rickman. My daughters love Alan Rickman as well.
I love Alan
Rickman. Who doesn't love?
But he, he's wonderful in it, of course, as you'd imagine. But it's just a bit too violent for them at the moment.
Oh wow!
But yeah, it's a Wonderful Life.
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that.
I will be a bit more boring and probably watch the three series of Back to the Future.
Oh, also brilliant. Always
that's
a play.
Because it's very classic.
That's the time as well.
It is.
That's
absolutely.
A Boxing Day film.
I think
Love
Actually.
It's a very good call.
Very good call. Yeah. Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future. Love Actually for me, definitely.
Yes.
Oh. Hugh Grant in that. Oh, he's just so lovely.
Really?
Love him in it. I think it's one of his best performances. Does the flop thing just really well.
We watched Notting Hill recently.
Also brilliant.
With the girls. He was
the thing, that thing about Julia Roberts, that where she's just like, and then she smiles and you think...
Julia Roberts, though, as well. Also, My Best Friend's Wedding, whilst we're on the subject of films. Yeah. My Best Friend's Wedding. Anyone seen that?
Yes.
Not Rupert Everett.
Yeah. My favourite film. And that, but actually, the mince pie judging thing really, you know, when, because Julia Roberts is a food critic in that. And the first scene, we see her being like, I'm writing it up as inventive and confident. So,
Cool Hand Luke, if we're talking about all time great films.
The boiled egg scene.
Oh. And Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Paul Newman. Can say, and Paul Newman, leave that
beauty.
There?
What a beauty.
Just having your living room.
Oh. Paul Newman.
Okay, favourite Christmas song?
That's harder.
Very hard.
I can't remember any Christmas songs now.
Oh, my God.
I think, it can't be a carol.
It can be a carol. Can
yeah, well, I quite like Adestes Fidelis. You know.
Oh gosh, of course, yes.
Because you know, but because I think it's quite nice. And because when I was younger, we used to go
Is that
to
the Steel Eye Span. No, what am I thinking of?
It's like, Oh Come All You Faithful.
Oh, okay.
So but, nice.
Exactly, but when we were younger, we would go to church on Christmas Eve, and there were all sorts of awful things used to happen in church, because it also, you know, when they say, you know, give the sign of peace to your neighbour, and he's obviously drunk and has vomited. Anyway, but the good news was that you sing that one verse, which is, O Lord, we greet you, born this happy morning. And it's the only time you sing it.
Wow. Nice. The Steel Eye Span song I was thinking of was Gaudete.
Oh, yes.
Which for some reason we played on repeat about 3 years ago.
But on Christmas.
Yeah, that's not my choice.
Well to do, guys.
My choice, it's a bit cheesy, but it's such a lovely song. And it does bring a tear to my eye, actually. And that's John Lennon and the Yoko Ono band, whatever it's called. Merry Christmas, War is Over.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, Simon Garfunkel. I think that could have been another one. You know, Silent Night.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mine's Last Christmas, George Michael. I mean, actually,
I knew
also.
You were gonna
did you? Yeah. I'd love
Lalo,
it.
Do you have one?
Not an easy question for me, but I would say something like from Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay.
So just
always
to have a
room
bit
for
of
Michael
fun.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Always.
But I don't have a particular song, I would say, but okay.
All the songs, all MJ songs are. At the table.
Thank you.
Favourite Christmas food? Again, this does not have to be inherently British.
I think I'd go for Vacher and Mondor.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a bit silly and say After Eight Mints.
Yes.
Ooh, yummy.
Good call.
Good one.
Or Twiglets. Even better,
Bendix.
Mint Matchmakers.
Oh, God, you're going down. I'm going
up. Sorry.
Yeah, I like okay. Bendix. Bendix are ours.
I have a weird obsession with Bendix, so it has to be said.
But Twiglets.
Twiglets.
Frenzy. Mm. I have three large tubs of Twiglets waiting for the Twiglet frenzy moment.
Okay. Twiglets are great. Chocolate orange as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, the dark chocolate orange is really good.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite. I haven't revealed my favourite yet.
I tell you what, we do nice things in South. It's called Trucioli.
Okay, I don't know.
It's a pasta dough, like bread dough, deep fry, served with anei. And a bit of nuts on top.
Ooh.
I'll show you later after we finish this.
Yeah. I'm sure you love it.
Yeah.
It's a bread dough, deep fry and served with honey.
Fried delicious. Bread, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
And you?
I mean, I know it sounds really sad but it's and healthy, but it probably is red cabbage. It's the only time in the year that you get to eat red cabbage.
With loads of cloves.
Yeah, and
cinnamon.
Nutmeg.
Yeah,
cinnamon.
I mean, red wine, but it's not crazy amounts of cinnamon.
No, not crazy. No, I think red wine.
It's actually very balanced.
Does it have...
Red wine, vinegar, sugar, brown sugar.
Raisins?
It's a bit of...
No raisins.
It's a bit of...
Apple.
Yes.
It's
apple.
A bit East Europe... Recipe?
Well,
more
I don't
English.
Know. I mean, my mother is half Dutch and half Yugoslavian, so
I
perhaps.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing I really want at Christmas, and I want more and more of it. So I'm always
Fantastic.
Convincing everyone to put more cabbages in. Mm. So I think it's time for that final mince pie, and then we will crown and I will reveal.
The
it's the one with the star.
Which is the one that Russell thinks is not a mince pie because it's not a pie. Oh, look, a bit raw.
Sorry. Oh, soggy bottom. Oh.
Soggy bottom, indeed.
You just came over all Paul Hollywood fame.
I discovered Paul Hollywood.
Did you?
Mm. Did you?
I didn't know this. Wow. Well,
good filling, guys. Sorry.
Good filling. Really good mincemeat.
Oh, it's really good.
Slightly undercooked bottom.
Very. It's quite good. Yeah, the bottom is undercooked, but I'm going to say...
I quite like this one.
Yeah, but my winner is the second one, I must say.
I think it's a tiny bit sweet.
Yeah, I think I would probably whatever I gave the
I
last one, I give this
two,
one half
three.
A point less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's pretty good.
It is very good.
It's better than the first. I'll give it 8, but I think
I gave the last one a 9.
The middle one for me
was the best.
I'm
desperate to
know
where
it's
from.
So this one is from
and that the first you said, oh, this is not right.
Yeah. Well,
so
it
actually is the winner.
It has a large gap between the kind of top of the mincemeat and then the very flaky pastry top.
Deliciously.
So
buttery.
That's from Brick House Bakery in Peckham.
Well done.
Well done.
That's the winner.
Bakery.
So well done.
Cheers.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
And Thane, will you tell us all about
Paul
Hollywood
afterwards?
Yeah, please
tell us about Paul Hollywood.
I will. That'll be another whole podcast.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. That was so fantastic.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale.
Ah. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you liked it, rate it, review it, talk about it, share it, and invite your friends round for supper. This has been a Studio 71 production. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.